Hi, welcome to WhiskeyCast, featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. In just a few minutes, we'll take a look at a newcomer on the whiskey market, one with a Swedish accent. First, though, let's take a look at the news. Scotch producers are toasting an increase in exports during 2005.
We were up 4% in both value and in volume, so we reached £2.36 billion worth of exports, which was our third best year ever.
Campbell Evans of the Scotch Whiskey Association says China was the fastest growing market, with an 86% increase over 2004.
The biggest export market remains the United States of America. Exports there were just over £370 million. And that was up 10%, driven by good malt whiskey growth.
However, exports in the European Union were down 11%, and sales in the UK fell by 6%.
I think there's a bit of disappointment in Europe, but I think what is important for us is that when you're selling in 200 countries around the world, we're looking for the market globally to be moving ahead, and certainly we saw that in Asia, we saw that in South America, we've seen strong malt whiskey growth. I think we're now looking to see in the longer term what might happen in places in Eastern Europe and Russia, and of course we're still waiting for tariffs to come down in India so we can properly get access to that market. So I think those are the key features looking forward as well.
By the way, these figures cover the entire industry, not just SWA members. What may be the world's oldest bottle of whiskey will go on the auction block next Wednesday during New York City's Tartan Week. William Grant & Sons is donating a one-of-a-kind Glenfiddich Rare Collection 1937 single-cask bottling to City Harvest, which works to fight hunger in New York. Just 61 bottles of this whiskey were produced, but this one is special. It's the only one bottled at 750 milliliters to meet U.S. regulations. Duncan Taylor & Company is beefing up its Whiskey Galore range of independent bottlings. The line will now include cask-strength whiskeys, as well as new labeling to help the bottles stand out on store shelves. If you're a bourbon lover and collector, Brown-Forman is releasing its annual Kentucky Derby bottlings. Woodford Reserve is the official bourbon of the Derby, and Early Times Mint Julep, the official cocktail. The Woodford Reserve Special Edition will be a one-liter bottle available in selected U.S. markets. On the events calendar, this Saturday is Whiskey Messen 2006 in Kolding, Denmark. Whiskey Live New York is April 5th, and there are a number of special tastings and events around the New York area as part of the Tartan Week festivities. Next weekend, we'll see whiskey festivals in the German cities of Hamburg and Limburg, and Monday, April 10th, is Whiskey Live France in Lille. There's a complete calendar of events on the WhiskeyCast website at www.whiskeycast.com. If you want to explore the world of whiskey, it takes more than just tasting scotches, bourbons, and Canadian whiskeys. Other countries produce excellent whiskey in their own right, and Sweden can now be added to that list. McMyra Reserve is the result of 8 childhood friends who decided to make their own whiskey. Angela Forsgren-Durazio of McMyra gives us the rest of the story.
And there are 4 couples that went together to technical high school when they were younger. They're about 40 years of age now. And they became very good friends, and they went on holiday together. And on one of these holidays, they had an improvised whiskey tasting. They all liked whiskey, and it happened that everybody brought a bottle of whiskey to this party, to this, it was a skiing vacation. And during this evening, they had this philosophical discussion about, you know, Sweden being such a fantastic country for many reasons, and why Sweden didn't have anybody that produced whiskey, despite of the fact that we had very good raw materials, as they thought, good water, good barley and peat and so on. They decided that evening to go on a spy trip to Scotland to see whether anybody had any whiskey producer in Scotland had had the big secret why they could produce whiskey and nobody in Sweden could do that. You follow me?
I'm following. Yes.
Yeah. So they went to Scotland to see whether there were any big secrets or not, or you know, if we could stop doing whiskey in Sweden. And when they came to Scotland, they saw that there were lots of small secrets. But as they were all engineers, they realized that, you know, that wasn't anything they couldn't come over. So they decided to go back to Sweden and start a small production and try to do a Swedish whiskey. And if they wouldn't succeed to do a good one, they would at least do 8 barrels. That's what they decided on, one for each founder.
That's not likely to be an issue. Their first release has just received excellent reviews from the tasters at Whiskey Magazine.
That was fantastic. Actually, it was really, really good because I was over together with my colleague Eskil, that I think you were in contact with him, to Whiskey Live, the big event in London nearly a month ago, and we had the premiere sales of our first bottling ever there, and that was exactly at the same time that issue came out, so we were really happy with that, and lots of people came over to our stand and tried the whiskey, and lots of the whiskey producers in Scotland came over and had a trial of the whiskey and really liked it. So we are really happy of the good the good vote it has got.
McMyra is available in several European countries, and the founders are looking for distributors in the U.S. and other regions. You'll find a link to the McMyra website at whiskeycast.com. That's all for this edition of WhiskeyCast. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.